They're, some of these questions are bizarre.
No, that's very interesting, and I think it's a lot of fun for you, too, to...
Yeah, it is. It is. Okay, so the peaches, you know, they have that big pit, and inside of it is something else. Do you have a separate name for what you call the outside and the inside part?
It would be the seed part.
So the seed is the inside?
Yeah, yeah. Well, it would be... I don't know that I would even distinguish between them, because you're not going to do anything else with a peach other than dispose of that seed anyway.
Right. Okay. The opposite of a freestone peach is what?
A cling.
Mm-hmm. And something that you spread on bread, it's like jam.
Either butter or margarine.
Well, a sweet thing.
Jam?
Like jam, but without fruit.
Jelly?
Mm-hmm. The little things that grow out in the woods and they look like umbrellas are called?
Mushrooms?
Mm-hmm. What about inedible ones?
Toxic.
Toxic.
Death. Toadstools.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dried meat is
jerky.
Called? Okay. What if it comes in a jar?
Pickled?
Well, have you ever heard of chipped beef?
I've heard of it, but I don't think it's something that you use around here very often.
Okay. How about fat pork cured in brine?
I don't know. What that?
You ever heard of salt pork?
Yeah, but we don't use much of it.
Okay.
At least we don't.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, I've heard of salt pork.
Mm-hmm. How about... There's another bizarre food. Meat packed in a casing made from the jowls and head of a hog.
No, I don't know.
You ever heard of head cheese?
Mm-hmm.
I always think that's
a misnomer. That's more of a... Isn't that more of a German dish?
Probably so.
Yeah. And I think the Hispanics use that too, but it's not something that we would normally come in contact with.
It's probably something in menudo.
Yeah. No, menudo is... made with tripe, isn't it? Mm-hmm. From the stomach of a cow.
Oh, from the stomach of a cow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, if you have a liquid with some solid in it, you want to get the solid out of the liquid, what do you have to do?
You would strain it.
Uh-huh. And thin milk is called what?
Thin milk. The whey?
Well, you know how we have, like, whole milk? And then
low-fat milk?
Low-fat milk.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard of Blue John?
No. Never heard of it.
Blue John is actually a more specific term. I mean, what we call skim milk actually looks a little bit blue when you look at it.
Uh-huh.
But Blue John is actually, like, an East Texas term, which refers to the milk of Holsteins in particular.
Oh, I've never heard that.
Okay. Milk just beginning to turn is called?
Sour.
Okay. And what's that milk product that you get in a little tub?
Yogurt.
Well, but it's a short tub. Not like the yogurt tubs that are so big, but a short flat tub that has, like, you know, bits of...
Cottage cheese?
Yeah.
Okay.
I never know how to describe cottage cheese.
It was very good.
What would you call... a bread made with corn.
Cornbread.
Okay. Are there other kinds? Are there different types of cornbread?
Yes, there are. There would be the Mexicans make it with chili, and they would just call it chili cornbread.
Is that the kind that you bake?
Uh-huh.
What about the cornbread that you bake on top of the stove in a pan? And it's